Pablo for breakfast.
We spoke to this bloke a few months ago about parenting, and he's just released a brand new book, How the Gift of Clarity Through Crisis Helped Him Discover Contemporary Fatherhood. It is Michael Ray with his first book, Who Knew? Michael, good morning.
How are you, Pablo?
Very good, and so nice to have you back on the show. Who knew? You put pen to paper to it, and your book is now out.
Yep, one of those annoying people who said during lockdown, gee, I really should do something, and the book eventuated from that.
Well, everyone's got a book in them, don't they?
Yeah, well, apparently. Like I said, I always thought I would have read a book before I wrote one, but here we are.
Now, this book, it really celebrates modern-day dads in all the diversity, and you're pretty open in this. You talk about, you know, mental health, gender equality, how men need to be held equally responsible for raising the next generation of kids as well, and you're a single dad to your daughter. So, yeah, what inspired you to put pen to paper to this? Because you share a lot of insights throughout your life in the book.
That was just it. The gift of clarity through crisis came when I'd just separated from my daughter's mother, and within a couple of weeks I had a small car accident, and just tiny one, and they found out when I went in to have my neck scanned that I had some lumps and bumps and things that shouldn't have been there, and my future wasn't guaranteed. And suddenly, you know, everything that I'd built and thought was important through life, my life had become a burning house, and there were suddenly flames leaping through the roof and smoke billowing out the windows, and I was forced to consider in that instant what I was prepared to rush back in to try and save from that life. And the only thing that came to me was, how was this going to impact my daughter? You know, would she have any memories of me? All the rest of it. And then it just, you know, made me focus, see all the stuff that, you know, we think is important doesn't count for much at the end of the day. And so I've lived my life from that perspective, from that point forward, and it's a lot easier when you've got that one value to base your decisions on. How will this impact my family?
Well, you know, you're an ex-bouncer. So things, you know, you were bouncing, you were lifting weights. You're still in good nick, though. Don't worry about that. But now it's all ballet and braids. And you mentioned in the book that, you know, the ballet concert was one of the the sort of toughest moments about being a dad.
Yeah, it's suddenly a 4-year-old ballet concert, and all through the literature, it's mums are expected to be available for the full 3-hour dress rehearsal. Mothers need to ensure the ballet bun is done correctly. Mothers need to ensure the lipstick is the right shade. And then right at the bottom of the information, and of course, there are no males allowed in the backstage area. Well, yeah. I'm used to transferring mother to father for parent, because, you know, it's really hard to find even kids' books where dad's anything apart from a, you know, a distant villain.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned to them, well, I have to be because I'm my daughter's only parent. And they said, oh, no, we can't do it. And I said, well, you know, it's not about me. It's about my daughter being the only child without a parent backstage. She can't look around and go, with a parent, with a parent, with a parent, and here I am on my own. And at that stage, we were going through the marriage equality debate. And that's why I said, well, soon you're going to have two dads and two mums. You know, and families don't fit into the stereotypical box anymore. We come in all shapes and sizes. So that's what made me realise suddenly, like, gee, how can women's equality ever advance if men aren't held equally responsible for raising the next generation? It all falls on women.
Yeah. I think it's a really good point. And, you know, I look after my daughter. You know, now she's at school, but, you know, throughout the early years, you know, I had her always in the afternoons, because my wife works in the afternoons. And you can feel like, a little bit alone, because you're often, you know, definitely in the minority when you're the one there with your kids, and especially with your daughters.
Yeah, but definitely, Stubbo, I was the only one at gymnastics, the only bloke at the play centre before school started, and you feel awkward, and it, you know, it's, I've got a wonderful mum tribe and was always welcomed in, but even when you're in amongst that, you do feel the odd one out and self-conscious and, you know, I love a compliment as much as the next bloke, but probably a little bit more with my insecurities. But some of the compliments, after a while, you actually realise it's sort of patronising, you know, like, oh, it's wonderful to see a dad with a daughter and, you know, oh, who did her hair? Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, I'm not curing cancer here. I'm just being a parent.
Yeah.
So it's that, you know, dual thing where it's like it's nice to get the compliment and they're well-meaning, but there's sort of a little bit it shouldn't be happening. We're just being parents.
If you do want to grab the book, it is out now via Amazon, Who Knew by Michael Ray. And I tell you what, a beautiful photo on the front of you and your daughter. She must be pretty happy to have that great picture on the front cover.
Yeah, she looks extra good because of my rough head.
Yeah, the contrast is big. The contrast is big. Hey, Michael Ray, we can't wait to jump into the book. And thanks so much for joining us today on Triple M. We appreciate it.
Great, thanks so much.
Pablo for breakfast. Yeah.